Welcome to the Sexy Life Podcast, where you can get your healthy dose of sexy insights from high achievers living the sexy life. Join Lucy, your host, on the journey to a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Sexy Life Podcast. Today, we have with us Denise Lutfi of Busy Healthy Mama. As a functional medicine practitioner in training, Denise helps busy moms put their chronic debilitating diseases into remission by finding the root cause of their health issues so that they can feel better, look amazing, and have long, thriving lives so they can in turn impact the lives of their children. So Denise, without any further ado, please fill in any gaps in that introduction.
Well, you got it. I work to help moms feel better. And because at the end of the day, cranky mommy, cranky household.
That is so true.
We all know it. So, and what we eat and what we think does affect everything that we do. So,
Yeah. That's such a key thing. So what is the message that you're most passionate about sharing in that?
I'm very passionate right now since I am working with my daughter on reversing her eczema and her allergies. Oh. My passion right now has been recently on allergies, asthma, eczema, because a lot of the kids and even right now the moms are suffering. I'm noticing like adults are getting eczema as adults. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're getting allergies. Like my sister, for example, was never allergic to cats or to shellfish, and now she is. So allergies are increasing, and it is really my mission right now to help people put that into remission or, you know, at least, you know, decrease it so they're not allergic to 20 things. They're allergic to one or two.
Yeah, that's a little more manageable, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because we want to enjoy life and not just worry about every single thing in the environment and in our food.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's such a, okay. Along the lines of that, I was just talking with my mom this morning. She recently got into essential oils. She's back in her pre-baby jeans since before I was born. So I'm really proud of her. She lost 30 pounds this year. I know, right? So I've totally like just lifting her up because she's doing amazing. And I was telling her how, so I don't know if you remember this, Denise, but I had, this is before you and I met, I had severe eczema.
Yeah, and you did tell me.
Yeah. I thought we kind of
talked about it. Yeah.
The gut healing process and everything, because that's such a critical piece. And because this is impacting you personally right now, it's really on your radar. So what are you...
It is because, you know, it's when your child have eczema or when you have eczema, it's annoying, you know, it's itchy, you know, you don't want to see your kid suffer. And because it's basically putting you don't feel as happy. You don't feel like you're always going from the doctor to the doctor. You're trying so many creams. How am I going to help my child? What's causing this? What's that? Yeah. And when you have it, it's even worse because, you know, sometimes we tell our kids don't scratch and they cannot control it. And then we're like, you know,
yeah. But
it's annoying to have eczema, to scratch and to have allergies because you don't know what's going to cause it or to feel stuffy all the time. There's a lot of people who have seasonal allergies, you know, when spring comes around, they can barely breathe. They're congested all the time. They get sick more often and they don't have to be. You know, there are so many things that a person can do. And again, we've always talked about it. Every person is different. You know, some people are more sensitive to others. Like you healed your gut and maybe it took you a year. Maybe someone's going to take them 2 years, maybe 3 months, maybe six months. I don't know. It all depends on your genetic exposure and on your genetic disposition and on your environment, your stress level, your hormones.
Yeah.
So there's a lot, but I'm so passionate about it because it doesn't just affect the child. It affects the whole household.
Yes. Yes, exactly. No matter who, if it's a parent or the kid.
It doesn't matter. A child or a parent, you know, like you don't want to see someone, you don't want to scratch to the point where it's bleeding because again, what are you doing?
Yes.
The wound is coming up again and then you're trying to do
one. And can get infected and.
Exactly. Like, and they go to school and you're always thinking like, and you know, I had to also, I had eczema as an adult. I want to say a few years ago too, I had so much stress going on and things. And it was like, it was in a not very comfortable area. It was around the genital area, and it was very, very itchy. Like you're wearing underwear and it's irritating it. So you can only imagine the stress. You can only that the stress exacerbates it too.
Yes, the stress makes it worse. And then when you can't sleep, then your hormones are out of whack because you're uncomfortable. And it's just a vicious cycle. So you got to, at some point, just say enough is enough and then just do what you can.
And that's my passion, honestly. Like, and then because they all tie in together, allergies and asthma, they all tie in together. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's been my passion recently because, like I said, I'm helping my daughter and it can be done. And then you're a witness for that. You can heal yourself. You can reverse it. You can put it into remission, but it just needs time and patience, education.
Support.
We can't say, it's hard. It's hard.
So along the lines of the kind of work that you're doing, because right now it's directly impacting this with skin and allergies. What is the big overall impact that you have witnessed so far doing what you're doing?
Right now, just seeing her skin heal, and then it is such a big impact, and seeing her, like, right now we're in the process, like I said, we're in the process of healing the gut. Mm-hmm. So she's still off of a lot of stuff. But once you heal your gut, you might be able to tolerate the foods that you are sensitive to. Sometimes you may not. So the big impact is to live free, to be able to enjoy versus just worry about every single thing. And I wish I can work with every single child in the world, but I can't. So
I know. And that's the thing too, when you see the impact on yourself and the ones that you love, and it just makes you so passionate to share the message. I completely understand that. So what has been your most pivotal aha moment along the way?
I always say that it's we're all different, and then patience. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want things to happen yesterday, and they don't. They just don't. I think patience and just also learning from every single situation that you have. And then just taking it in. And we all have our moments. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I stress a lot, especially when my daughter goes through this, or I go through this, or your family. Mm-hmm. But it is just taking a step back and saying, this too shall pass, patience, and we will get there. But just concentrate on the journey and have fun with it, and then enjoy it versus just like, let me reach the finish line.
And then be happy and then be and okay.
Exactly. I think it's just, but it's truly, truly, at the end of the day, it's patience. And we lack it because right now we get everything. Amazon Prime delivers it in a day.
I don't know. The drone can leave stuff at the door now.
They're going to come up with something. They just drop it from somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything is fast. You know, no one's patient. So.
Yeah. Well, what I'm hearing in all of that is that there's a big mindset element.
Yes.
To this process. Because I know that for me, when I began the real healing process after just up and down on different diets, elimination left and right, and it wasn't working and I wasn't healing, one of the big things was one of the big keys in my healing personally was to stop resisting what was, and to just say, you know what, this is what it is. I am accepting it. But here's what I want. I want to have clear skin. I want to have energy. I want to sleep well at night, instead of saying, I'm so sick of this.
Yeah.
Why is this still happening to me?
In a positive mindset. And I love that, because sometimes we resist our own happiness.
Yeah.
We're just putting it off. Yeah. And we're waiting for that. Look, this is so bad and I can't do this. Yeah. And oh my goodness, like seasonal allergies. Oh, I'm miserable. No, let's concentrate on. I think if you put too much, but it's easy to put the focus on the negatives because
it's so obvious.
Down, yeah.
Yeah.
But then if you switch it, and again, it's not easy to do that. It isn't. It's just finding strategies that work for you. For example, a strategy that works for me when I see myself going downhill into negativity, and something that works for me, I write down what's bothering me or what I'm frustrated with. And I fold it up and I surrender it to God, but other people can surrender it to the universe. Whatever you have, you can surrender it to whatever. And because you are not in control of it anymore, it is out of your system. It's gone. And that really helps me because it's not in my mind. I'm not consistently thinking about it because it is so, so easy to get caught up and then go downhill.
And then you keep building on that, not feeling, that not good feeling. And more keeps,
and then you affect everybody around you, and then they go down, and then when you go up, they're down already, and you're like, "Oh my gosh, now I need to get you up."
Gotta do some damage control now.
Seriously.
Yes. Oh my goodness. And we could just do a whole.
We can
just that because that's what I really love to get into is, you know, how much are we getting in our own way, of by simply waiting, like for example with allergies, I'll just wait to be happy and feel okay with myself and have energy until after allergy season is over. You're missing out on life right now because your happiness is conditional on whether or not you have allergies, instead of the focus, where our focus is. So along those lines, I would love for you to share with our audience what your vision is.
My vision is I had a big vision, but now it's like I'm narrowing it down. My vision is to help moms, especially. I have a passion a lot for working moms, whether they work from home or they work from, all the moms are working, but I'm talking like if they have a business or they work outside of the home, to help them feel better and reverse their, not have to live with their headaches, or like I said, with their allergies. And another vision is to put these allergies into remission and then reverse them, and so we can enjoy life. And this is all part of getting healthy and putting your chronic debilitating diseases into remission, because you can reverse it. It's not a death sentence. I think sometimes people wait for the diagnosis. Why wait for it? Prevent it. Okay, so your doctor said, "Oh, now you have this." And now I'm like, "Oh my gosh, now I have to work on it." Why wait for the label? And I think we wait for the label, either in kids or in adults or in moms. So my vision is to work with working moms and to impact their lives to be healthy, so they can in turn impact the kids around them, because you would be surprised how much we impact. It's not just our children, not just our spouses, our significant others. We impact our neighbors. We impact our coworkers, our colleagues. We impact everybody. If you go on Facebook Live, you impact people who are watching you.
That's so true. Yeah, people are always watching. They're watching how we live and to see if what we're saying is congruent with what we're doing.
Yeah. And I mean, they are watching and they will get inspired, and it might take them, I know we talked about this, an example. I used to drink a smoothie every morning. And I was at work, and then about like maybe a few months, I had another colleague ask me, and she's like, "Hey, what do you put in the smoothie?" And then I told her, and then she started drinking smoothies. You know? The kids I was working with, they would be like, because it's a green smoothie, they'd be like, "Ew." And I would teach them. I say, "We don't say it's food." And then I would teach them what's in it and stuff. And then after a few months, the kids will be like, "Oh, so what's in it? Ooh, it smells good." And I would explain it to them. And it's just, I mean, we impact a lot of people.
It's a lot of influence. Yeah. A lot of influence. And I think that a lot of times it's baffling of how often I still, and I'm sure you've run across this as well, hear people very surprised at how much influence they have on the people around them. But the truth is, even if you're not in a leadership position or you don't see yourself as somebody who has a lot of influence, all of us have influence on somebody, and we are making an impact. So whether it's the kind of impact we want to be making, that's going to shape them in a positive way or it's impacting them in a not so great empowering way.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, Lucy, but look at your kids.
Yeah.
They walk like you, talk like you, act like you. Sometimes you're like, what? I see that. Like sometimes I listen to my daughter. My daughter loves to make videos too. So sometimes I like she wants to make videos. And then, so I hear her. I'm like, she speaks exactly like me. She has the same mannerism, the same everything. And so I was like, is it my phone? Anyway, so we impact, they model us all the time. So why not? And they model the good and the bad. Don't forget that. So yes. Why not always model, you know, show them the way. Of course, they're going to pick up the bad things and stuff. But, you know, it's important to model because they're always watching you. They're always listening to you. They're mimicking you. A lot of moms sometimes ask me, or the clients I work with, how am I going to get my child to eat vegetables? Mm-hmm. You know what my answer is?
You eat the vegetables. Yes. And then they get excited. You help them make them and like, oh, I had a part in this. I made this awesome thing and I'm gonna eat this awesome thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's simple. It's not rocket science. Sometimes we make it.
Yeah, we overcomplicate it a little.
Huh? Yeah, we make it more complicated than it is, but it truly isn't. It just starts with simple things. And again, there's no perfection. Please, everybody who's listening, there's no perfection. I go through all my ups and downs. Lucy goes through her ups and downs.
Yes.
And my kid sometimes sneaks in candy and stuff. So don't worry about it. But, the foundation. The foundation of the house, if the foundation is solid, then it's okay if you get an earthquake here and there.
It'll come back to stable and then you'll regroup and refocus and still enjoy things and savor the goods, the goodness and all these different foods that we have available to us.
Yeah.
So your vision to provide moms in particular with all these tools so that they can take preventative measures.
Yes.
They can model for their kids what it looks like to have to be thriving in their bodies and their lives and their minds. Denise, if you could imagine on a big scale, just like 10 times multiplied, what would that vision look like? What would it look like for all these moms to have?
Oh my goodness. I love that question. Wow. That will be like, it will be a world full of moms that are healthy, that look great, and that they accept. When I say look great, it doesn't have to be skinny and it doesn't
have six pack abs.
Still healthy. If you feel healthy and you look in the mirror and you love yourself,
yes.
I mean, just loving yourself and then not having to deal with taking so many medications for headaches, for allergies, for this, and not to be dependent and on, you know, Benadryl or, you know, Claritin, because now it's and also a world full of where healthy food is available all the time, wherever you go, instead of like hot dog carts. You know, there are fruit carts and vegetables. And that's my vision is people thriving, not just going by, feeling great, not just feeling, I'm okay, I'm fine.
Yes. And then,
you know, balancing their hormones, you know, us women, you know, so, and a lot of things do. I mean, I'm struggling with my hormones and I'm working on them. So we all have that. And look at me, I'm healthy. I eat healthy, but we all have, because what I went through as a child and not eating healthy and stuff like that will affect you and the stress level. So that's my vision. Like, it's just, you know, everybody is, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say happy all the time because it's, you know, it's not realistic, but just having those tools to, like, where the majority, because, you know, right now, the majority of the population is sick, where the majority of the population is healthy, and you have your exceptions with, you know, like sickness and stuff like that. Not having your norm where, you know, kids are getting adult sicknesses. I mean, they're cancers and stuff that back in the day used to be an adult illness, and now it isn't. So,
Yeah. And that's really exciting because it's a very big vision. And
you said 10 times. With you. So I took you up
10 times.
That.
Yes. And I love that because I love to think bigger. You know, we want to chunk it down to where it's like, okay, this is something that I can focus on next and bridge the gap between where I am and where I want to be. But then when you really think about what the big impact is, and that's what gets us so excited. And I love to go there because then it's like, that's really what all this is for. And for you, I could see you doing, you know, workshops and teaching moms, giving them the tools and showing them how to cook healthy with their kids and integrating the kids into the experience and all this stuff. And, you know, so that excites me to see, imagine you doing that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you said that right now what is most pressing on your mind is... it's the allergies and the skin issues that you're working through right now. What would you say you're the most excited about today? Is it related to that?
It is related to that because I'm very excited that my daughter is healing her skin and we're healing her gut because at the end of the day, it's in there. And her liver also because we found out that her liver is congested a little bit and that causes sometimes debris and, you know, that... Because your skin is what's going on inside.
Yep.
And but I'm also excited. I get a lot of questions from moms with about their kids with ADHD. Because I don't know if you know, but ADHD is on the rise.
Yeah.
And I'm also, you know, I'm very excited because it's one of my courses that I chose, my electives. I'm a little passionate about that because, like you know, I've worked with kids for 13 years and a lot of them have ADHD. So, and then this can be achieved through nutrition and then, you know, things like that. But this is what I'm most excited about, to like these illnesses that don't have to be. And we don't have to settle and then take, and then give, and then whether it's...
Medicate to some of the symptoms.
Exactly. Yeah. And not just you have adults right now that are being diagnosed right now with ADHD. I mean, I don't know if they're being misdiagnosed or I don't know, but you have a lot of adults that are on Adderall and things. And there are so many, you know, at the end of the day, your body's trying to balance. Okay. It won't be able to balance if you don't give it the nutrition that it needs. And we need to figure out what nutrients you are lacking. And that's, you know, it's really passionate for me to look at my daughter's lab work and say, oh, wow, we need to boost your vitamin A. We need to boost your vitamin D so your immune system can actually fight and not be in like, you know, like surrender mode kind of thing. So that's been my passion to, that's what I'm excited about. To help not just my daughter, other people's adults and children, and of course I can't help the children without their mothers. So,
that's good, and that does sound very exciting because that's immediate impact that you can see and feel. So, Denise, where can our listeners go to learn more about you and connect with you?
All right, so they can go to www.busyhealthymama. It is one word, but it's a BZ, like the letter B and the letter Z, healthymama.com. I am also on Facebook and Instagram, all at Busy Healthy Mama. And I have on there, and I have to tell them that I am running a free challenge that starts on December 4th. It's called the Skinny Black Dress 7 Days Challenge.
Ooh.
And if they participate, they will get a chance to win $100 Amazon gift card. Who doesn't want money for the holidays?
Oh, so that'll be fun. So December 4th is when the challenge...
I'm sorry?
December 4th is when the challenge begins.
Yes, and it is in the group. So if you want, I can send you the link. It is in the... it's a private group and it starts on December 4th, but I am giving the guide on November 30th because I want you to go shopping and stuff like that. But it's completely free. It's 7 days of meals, what you can eat every day, shopping lists, also a guide, commandments, what you need to do, because it also goes into mindset. Because you can't separate health and mindset, you know, like they really are tied in together. And then just support, because I do understand what it is like to feel alone and not be able to do it by yourself. So yeah, guidance. And then again, you can lose weight, fit in your skinny black dress, and maybe win money.
Yeah, that's a pretty good win-win-win.
Yeah. And it's only 7 days, so what do you have to lose?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be eating for 7 days anyway. Might as well. Yeah,
exactly. Might as well eat whatever I tell you to eat.
Yeah, so this interview, you all will be listening on in November still. So you're going to be able to get in on this for December the 4th. Nice. And also, I want to point out to all the links, the link to Denise's website, busyhealthymama.com, is going to be in the show notes. So make sure to check that in the show notes below. And also, Denise has a lot of great resources online. So be sure to check that out and see what she has to offer and take her up on the guides and anything that she has there. It's really good stuff. So I think, I'm really happy that we had you on the podcast. Now officially we are here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing with us and for taking the time to join us.
I appreciate it. And, I wish everybody, I don't know what, are they listening to it after Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving? But anyway,
yeah, right after
Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, whatever. And remember to the holidays are not just to stress out and be sick. It's also to enjoy our families. So try to make good choices. Remember 90-10. Okay. So you can enjoy the family, your friends, and the holidays versus staying in bed for 2 weeks.
Yeah. No need to burn out and then have to crash. Exactly. After the holidays. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Denise. And thank you everyone for tuning in today. And here's to you and your sexy lives.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Life Podcast. For more resources for your sexy life, visit sexylifecoaching.com. See you there.